God damn it. I spilled all these pistachios in my damn seat. Anywho, I'm starting this podcast because I want to let y'all know how important it is for us to speak life. You feel me? To speak the truth and to spread the truth and to empower others. And notice the power that you do have as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, your words are very powerful. And your actions are more so powerful because saying and doing are two different things. But when you say, you are actually speaking shit into existence. You hear me? A lot of people be trying to be spiritual gurus and shit like that and talk about energy and blah, 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 blah. With this podcast, you're going to see how I'm growing along the way. Like, growth is everything. That's the real result. You know what I mean? So, I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm a spiritual guru or this is that and this is how energy works and how it should be and blah, 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 blah. Who's to say? You feel me? Because it's different strokes for different folks. And we all got our own gift and our own power. And we just need to learn how to navigate it and use it for good. You feel me? Your divine purpose. You feel me? So, that's what this podcast is going to really be about. I'm going to be speaking truth. And I'm going to be reciting my poetry. And my poems are telling y'all how my day's been going. And little topics that been coming up. You feel me? The shit that I run into. What ran into. Shit, maybe we can all relate. And come to some common ground. And people understand. Find a solution. Or you find... You feel yourself wanting to give me some type of advice. You hear me? No. With that being said, with that being said, I'm going to get right into it. Three fucking pistachios, love. I can't even find these motherfuckers. They really hidden. Hidden treasures. But now, though, I want to know every fucking thing. Like, I got questions for every motherfucking thing. And maybe it's my feminine trait coming out. Because, you know, we tend to be detectives when it comes down to certain shit. But it ain't even like that. I just want to know. Like, I want to know why do they keep animals in a zoo. Like, if y'all communicate with these animals, train them, you feel me, and have a relationship with these animals, why are they in the zoo? Why do they have to be kept in some type of, what's that word that I'm looking for? You feel me? Like, why can't they just be free? Why we don't write fucking letters and attach them to birds no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit raw as fuck. I'm finna go out here and catch me a motherfucking squirrel or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen people with squirrels on leashes nowadays. But I've seen that shit with my actual act. And I just want to know, you could tame a motherfucker. If you could catch a motherfucking squirrel, why the fuck do we have animals in the zoo? So, that's a real fucking question. And that's something that I need to answer to. Because back in the day, we connect so well with these animals. You feel me? Motherfuckers used to wear that shit on their motherfucking back when they hunting them down. But that's a whole nother other. I'm just saying. I ain't trying to go off topic. I'm just saying. And why they call the sun? Like, is that actually Mother Nature's son? Is the earth the father? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, I need some answers to this shit. Like, somebody tell me. Somebody tell me. I feel like I ain't growing if I don't know these shit. So, here go a poem, though, for modern day life. It's real short, real brief. I didn't finish it. So, shit. Keep looking out for the podcast for the rest of it. But here we go. There's another man down, no Rihanna surround sound. Instead, you hear screams that are louder than sirens and quicker to alert. Little boys are being murdered and little girls are getting fucked right out of their skirts. Just remember that nigga the next day on the t-shirt. Whether you want to believe it or not, this life is a given yet easily taken. No discrimination in any nation, cause the preacher raising the youth, no teacher spreading the truth, uncle molesting his niece, white granny praying on knees, cracker smoking crack to ease, all the pain is a beautiful painting on the easel. Now I'm asking for a friend, why every Hawaiian county fall victims of rape and molestation? It's the ugly truth that they never introduce. Instead, they let the preacher's daughter tell it all after the shots of alcohol to cover the cement taste. Thoughts of thinking that it can all be erased. So she chased men more than she chased money. Rejuvenating them dead seeds, she forgot to water her own. Now tell me, is your house really a home? Go crazy, but with all that being said, that's just how life is today, for real. Even in school, elementary school, growing up, the biggest hoe in there, she was in the choir. Being dead preacher. Something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you lose your motherfucking virginity, next day the nigga gone. The man dead. The man down. Bum 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 bum. You know what I'm saying? And it's just sad. You know what I'm saying? And this shit that people don't even talk about. And it's like this have to be discussed, because this is what's going on in our life. As much as we want to sweep it under the rug and act like ain't shit happening, ain't shit going on, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. Where does the solution come in place? You know what I'm saying? Because now it's just back and forth. Like a he said, she said conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is so unacceptable. I don't know. Self-love, though. Self-love is the way to go. I feel like once we find that self-love within ourselves, that shit just gonna be the result of everything else that's around us. So once you can find peace and happiness and love within yourself, then that's all you can give to the world. And that's all that'll come back to you. So, shit. That's my peace. That's it. And the lesson that is to be taught or to be learned today is never fold. Like, it's so many things in life that will make you, like, crumble or want to crumble or bend, but never fold, like, for real, like, under pressure, like, never really let that shit get to you. Don't let it eat you up, because right now, I'm going through trials and tribulations. If you ever had a fucking car, you know what the fuck I mean. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to get you a new car, or you want to get you a car, make sure your shit is legit. Make sure everything is together and legal. And you know what I mean? Like, overall, like, make sure you get warranty on your shit. Make sure you get full coverage as far as insurance. Make sure you drive fucking careful. Because I got into a car accident, and this was like 3 fucking months ago. And 3 fucking months ago, I still don't have my motherfucking truck. So, it's like really getting to me. But I'm trying to like keep my head above water, because it's so easy to get into trouble and it's hard to get out of it. You know what I mean? I'm going through the fucking flux with the insurance people, with the car dealership people. And the shit is just really getting to be too much on top of a car note. And I can easily just fall under pressure, go do some crack, you know what I'm saying, and become a crackhead and jump off a cliff and kill myself. I can do all that shit. That shit easy. The real challenge is sticking through this shit and working it out and learning from my mistakes and seeing how I can help improve and help others in the same situation or before they even get in this situation. So this is my story or whatever. Insurance guy called me. He telling me I gotta pay out of pocket for some fucking damages that's going on with the truck. How, Sway? My shit been in the motherfucking shop for 3 months. Any damages that's done to that truck, they did the rest of that shit. You feel me? So I'm getting a little pissed off, but I gotta keep my cool. I gotta still be in a professional manner. I can't let my emotions get the best of me at this moment. I can't curse the man out. I can't talk crazy to him, because that's not going to resolve anything. If we communicate and both hear one another out, then that's how we can solve the issue. So right now, I'm just remaining collective, calm, cool, and collective, because if I get crazy, shit just most definitely not going to work out for me. So that's how my day going so far. Let me know what the fuck is up with y'all, or whatever. Give me some advice. Tell me what I should do. Should I get a lawyer? What's going on? Talk to me. What's up, everybody? I am back. And I am having the motherfucking flux. You understand me? When you get you a vehicle, like I say, make sure you have everything intact. Make sure you get a legit insurance coverage on your car. Get full coverage. I mean, make sure you have a legit company that you know is A1. Do your research. Make sure they got all their stars and check their reviews, because I am going through it with Illinois Vehicle Insurance, which are insured by American Access and so on. I don't know how the fuck they do it. You know, they are really fucking people over. It's a huge fucking scam. And I'm sick of this shit. And I don't even know what to do. This is my first vehicle. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to go about this shit. I had gotten into a car crash. After the car crash, it got dismissed. I didn't have to pay any tickets or anything like that. After that, the fucking car insurance people took a whole fucking month to come and get my fucking truck, to come even take pictures. And then after that, they took a few more days, like 2 weeks, to come and pick the truck up and take it to a fucking shop. After they take it to a shop, my shit been in there for 2 months now. I am going through it. I still have to pay a fucking car note. You hear me? So I just got off the phone with these motherfucking people. I'm trying to get my shit towed to a Jeep dealership, because the auto shop that it's in, they obviously not doing the fuck they job. You know what I'm saying? Like, they fucking me over. So I'm trying to get it towed to a Jeep dealership near me. The auto shop is an hour fucking away. And they trying to make me pay $200 for a tow truck. They can suck my great, 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 great granddaddy ex-wife dick. Fuck you talking about? This shit is really pissing me the fuck off. And I'm trying to stay, you feel me, positive and kumbaya, all this good shit. And I want to say it's not working, but it is working at the same time. I just got to be persistent. I mean, consistent with it. This shit is very irritable. It's making me irritable. I'm getting real irritated. But if y'all need some advice on this shit, I'm going to keep you updated through the whole little process. And I'll be back with it too, like, once it's all done. Because I know anything that has a beginning has to have an end. You know what I'm saying? So that's me being positive about the situation. Like, I can't fold or fall under pressure. And I know that I always have to keep my cool, you know, under these type of circumstances. Because this is just a challenge. Something is... something got to give. Fuck you talking about? But something greater is in store for me. And this is what I know. Because everything shouldn't just come crashing down on you at once like this. I've been, like, considering doing all type of crazy shit just so I can have some money. And that ain't the way to be. That ain't the way to go. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to do shit legitly. And you're supposed to do shit from, you feel me? From your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it don't feel right, don't do it. So, it's easy to get into trouble and hard to get out. You know what I'm saying? So, you have to detox your whole life. You have to detox your whole being. Look in the mirror. Detox your motherfucking self. Like, look at everything. Those are the true flaws within yourself. When you can look at yourself and do, what's it called? Creative, what's it called? Constructive criticism. And that's a lot of shit that everybody needs to do. You know what I'm saying? We all need to do that. Look at ourselves. This shit's stressful, though. But I ain't gonna let it take me with it. You feel me? But what up, though? Where the love go? I really need to probably write a fucking poem, but I'm about to write some music. Let's see. Listen to some beats real quick. See what it do, baby boo. Let's see, my crystal. Y'all hear that shit? It's called Ending. Let's see what I come up with, cause it gotta be an end to this bullshit, you feel me?
Gotta be an end to the bullshit. Gotta get out of my life. I gotta get right before it come crashing down.
But everything must have an ending. Like, this shit cannot last forever. Especially if it's not a good thing, it shouldn't last forever. You got to be clever. Don't fall under pressure. Get your umbrella, cause it's gonna rain sometimes. And you're gonna have some days like this. Mama say, oh mama say. They say, what they say? Every dog has his day, a good dog has two. That's some real shit right there, bitch. Like this broadcast, I'm about to end it right now. Y'all have a blessed day full of abundance and peace and happiness, and don't let nobody fuck your day up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could easily let this shit fuck my day up. I started on a great path this morning, but that's usually how it goes. You feel me? You be so peaceful in your own little zone. You feel me? Working it out, and then When you feeling that little activity over with, and you feeling yourself, you get that one phone call, or something right in front of you just fucking happened, and it seemed like your world is crashing, but it's not. It's not over with. Cause just like you got up this morning, just like you got up this motherfucking morning, you feel me? You can begin your days just like that. You got up happy and peaceful. End your day happy and peaceful. Don't let this shit stress you out. Don't fall. Don't fold. Don't drown. Don't let the devil see you mad. Don't let him see you cry. Don't let him see you frown. Smile. Laugh. Love. Spread love. Love you. Be love. Be peace. Don't put pressure onto people's life. Don't strain people. Don't strain yourself. See? You can only give people what you got. And I'm gonna end it with that.